At Dodo, we reckon mobile plans should be simple. More data, less money. So with us, you'll get a 20 gig mobile plan for just $30 a month. And get this, it's half price for the first 6 months. Yep, 20 gigs for $15 for the first 6 months. No biggie. Dodo, not as stupid as we look. Call 13DODO or visit dodo.com. Min cost $270 over 12 months plus $10 shipping. Selected areas only. Discount applies to base plan fee. Offer ends 20 October. New customers only. Nailed it.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
Episode 98. Welcome to the Hello Sport Podcast. My name is Tom and I'm here with my good friend Eddie.
Hello, punters, dribblers.
Welcome, mate. To anyone that hasn't listened to us before, Hello Sport Podcast, sports podcast, obviously, hence the name. I guess a podcast defined by our unqualified opinion.
Yeah, and unbridled
and unwavering. Well, enthusiasm, yeah. I would have said more maybe the unwavering bias.
Yeah.
That sort of, you know, is a cornerstone of our approach towards sort of digesting the sporting week that was.
Yeah, that's probably fair, Tom.
Heavily biased.
Yeah, it's heavily biased.
Heavily biased.
But, you know.
Considered bias, though.
It's considered intelligent bias.
It's intelligent bias. You couldn't begrudge
us. It's supported with strong arguments.
Strong arguments, facts, figures, some doctored, we don't know. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. It's 98. Big number.
Huge number.
Huge number. We're in the high 90s, almost at a ton, which is impressive. By, you know,
well, by podcasting standards.
By podcasting standards, I think the Global Podcasting Agency, the GPA, actually sends out a plaque when you get your 100.
You do. You receive a plaque.
So I'm very excited to get that.
Well, I'm terribly excited, Tom, and I just think it'll solidify our place atop the podcast heap.
I think you're right. Anyway, a lot of sport in this last week, Eddie, to get to.
Well, it's April, Tom. So it's usually chock-a-block.
Sport happens.
This week has not been any different. Rugby league, bit on. But it's not all good news.
It's not all good news.
Particularly for you and I.
Yep. The mongrel David Warner's back on the tools.
He's back on the tools.
Not on the tools you might expect a cricketer to be on, but he's on the tools. He's also enlisted Candy's brother to do a bit of media managing for him, which is exciting. Bogut's back in the NBL, Eddie. I don't know if you ever played NBL, but he's back.
No, he's back to where he was born.
He's back to his roots, the nation's roots.
And I'd like to thrash that out with you.
Yeah, and there's an Australian rugby league player playing in the Super League, but from all reports, from the things that we're hearing,
well, he's looking for a contract.
He might be planning a comeback to the NRL.
He might be planning a comeback.
All very exciting, and things that we will rip into right now. Eddie, Bogut's back.
Bogut's back. And it's a big news story.
Well, it's big news. I mean, he signed with the Sydney Kings. Glamour club, would you say, of the NBL?
I'd say the glamour club of the Southern Hemisphere. Type.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably more apt of a description of the Sydney Kings. Not a great season last season. Not that I know. I just know that they didn't.
They didn't win.
They didn't win, so it couldn't have been that good. I know they deal exclusively in rings at the Sydney Kings.
Yeah. Chugging along quite poorly.
Poorly. Mm. They've got Gaze at the helm, though. And you know when Gaze is at the helm, shit happens when Gaze
well,
is
the most. He's one of the most revered sporty icons in the country, Tom. Is that too big of a
no?
Comment?
I don't think so. I'd hold Gaze in that esteem. Gaze has managed to pull off one of the signing coups in NBL history. I'd say
it's their biggest signing,
bringing back number one draft pick Andy Bogut from the myriad teams that he played for in the NBA.
Started off well, Bogut.
Started off well.
He was at the Bucks for 7 years, I think.
He was a buck for a while.
He was a buck for a while. 2012, I think he was bucking about.
And then he started getting real injured real fast.
Then he went to the Golden State and won a ring.
Got a ring.
Congratulations, Andrew. But then things started to deteriorate quickly.
The wheels fell off the cart,
became Willie Mason-esque.
Well, journeyman for sure. Journeyman's
journeyman's the word that comes to mind, Tom.
I'd use it.
What better way to put a bow on a journey, decorated to some degree?
Yeah.
Than going to the greatest glamour club of all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wonder though whether Bogut's going to, you know, it's like the assimilating back into NBL standards of living is going to be something the big man's going to be comfortable with. You know, like.
Well, you're talking from a pay packet.
Well, not even just a pay packet, but just like amenities. What team buses are we catching? Are we just getting a minivan from? Are we getting maxi cabs from games?
I'm pretty sure they borrow the minibus off the local bridge club.
Yeah.
That's what I'd reckon.
That's where the Kings get the bridge club out to, the local courts out in fucking, you know.
Yeah, out in Western Sydney.
Out in Western Sydney there.
I think they even drive it up north, up to North Queensland for games.
Well, when they're taking on the Townsville Crocs, Eddie.
That's right.
How, I mean, all the, they're not flying premium economy in a well, Tiger Air.
Well, you don't need to when you've got the bridge bus, Tom.
The bridge bus suit comfortably fits 11.
I've been led to believe 11 and a half.
11 and a half. And if you hook a trailer under the back for bags, then it can fit 15.
That's right.
So that's there's right. no dramas in terms of getting around the country for no, Bogut.
No.
Just think maybe he's used to...
Well, it's just going to be a change of pace, Tom. Whether or not that's a negative, I think it remains to be seen.
Yes.
I mean, at the end of the day, a seat's a seat. If you're sitting, on a private jet or you're sitting on the bridge bus, I mean, what's the difference?
What is the difference?
A seat's a seat.
A seat is a seat. Now,
can you stop midway for a meat pie and a bloody milkshake
absolutely.
On the way? On, if you're on a private jet, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
I don't think he wouldn't have had a meat pie in bloody 20 years.
Probably half the reason he's injured all the time.
Well, probably half the reason he's back.
Exactly. Now, I will say this though, the height of the bus internally isn't exactly, I mean, it is for grandmas that play bridge.
Mm.
But there is, probably enough room just for Bogut to fit in there.
Well, they've got those...
The windows that you pulled out, like he could probably stick his head out the window.
The ceiling window.
The ceiling window.
You know, you stick him up for a bit of air.
You pop that up and he can
pop that up, but that's Bogut. It's, you know.
Pop his head out.
Yeah, he can get a 7-footer out there.
I think you probably could. I think
put a little umbrella over his head or something.
Well, you just give him those goggles, Eddie, that they used to use in biplanes when they used to fly up top. Just give him some goggles.
Maybe throw a helmet on him.
Yes, exactly. Now, training facilities. What are the Kings' training facilities going to be like? What do we think Bogut can expect coming back from the NBA to Glamour Club? Yes, but the NBL, Sydney Kings.
Well, I think he's got to get used to training outdoors. First and foremost.
First of all, in
but
the
he
elements.
Does have. You know what he does have to look forward to, Tom, and that's one of the. It's almost exclusive to the NBL.
Yeah,
you got those metal nets.
Chain nets.
Exclusive to the NBL.
That's an NBL.
Brought in to put bums on seats.
Yeah, and you know, and bums on seats they did. I mean, the chain net.
Yeah, it was a real turnstile turner, well, the chain net.
Akin to the lighting up bales of the Big Bash, Eddie, which are now globally recognised.
Yeah, but where do you reckon they got that from, Tom?
NBL.
They got it from the NBL. They were the first to bring these sort of gimmicks in.
To get the crowds back.
They almost invented professionalism in sport, really.
So he's got chain nets.
Obviously, chaining outdoors.
Training outdoors in the elements.
They play indoors some weeks.
Do they have to share a court or like a
yeah,
field
they
for
share,
kids?
They share it with St. Catherine. You know, St. Catherine's school, they share their netball court.
St. Cass?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a great team.
Well,
do they do opposed against St. Cass?
Well, they do some opposed sessions, yeah.
Well, I mean, they've got to get some work in.
But also, when they're training out the week, they're on the netball courts, it actually refines the shot. Because you've got a smaller net, you don't have a backboard.
So
you're looking to splash it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So innovation is something the NBL has.
If you look at the NBL, if you look at the Kings specifically, a much better field goal percentage than the rest of the clubs.
Right.
And I put that down to no bloody backboard.
Training on the netball court.
So you got to...
Really flick the wrist.
You got to flick the wrist.
Really flick that wrist.
You got to flick them. I mean, these are just small semantics, Tom.
These are just minor things.
These are minor things. I mean,
footnotes of a hefty contract.
They are footnotes, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to be playing in front of 20, 30,000 every game.
And let's not forget that the NBL historically, Eddie, has attracted a who's who of Australian celebs.
That's correct.
Often Big Brother, former Big Brother contestants, Bachelor in Paradise, You're Married at First Sight, Eddie. They all love a game of ball.
Obviously, you're Australian Idols.
Yes, you're Shannon Knowles, you Guy Sebastians of the world. Courtside seats go for an absolute steal at $13.50, I think.
Depends who's playing.
Well, that's true.
But the average price, yeah.
$13.50 for courtside.
And I'll tell you what, they might not be pretty on the eye, the old white plastic chair. But when you throw a pillow on them, they're bloody comfortable.
Eddie, David Warner, obviously former Australian cricketer.
Yeah.
He may come back. We don't know.
Former Australian opener.
Still Australian bad boy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He hasn't relinquished that title.
No,
still a bad boy of Australian sport.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Obviously, well-documented
ball tamperer and now out of the game for 12 months. Maybe for good, who knows? Certainly in the test arena, it doesn't look like he's coming back. But Eddie, what I do like about Dave is he's not someone who just goes and sits around. He's back on the tools.
Well, he's got a young family, Tom.
And he's got a mansion to build.
That's right.
He's got a young family and he's got a mansion to build and he needs to save some cash. Let's be honest. We all know how much he's getting. Well, losing.
What? 3, 4, 5?
At a pinch, Eddie, at a pinch.
I mean, that's just off the top of my head.
That's just off the top, yeah.
And I haven't sat down to crunch numbers.
No, exactly.
That's a conservative figure punter.
And when you think about the long-term ramifications around sponsorship, Eddie, I mean, it could be untold.
Oh, it's damning.
It's damning. You may not get back up to your $2.5 million fucking, you know, Gray Nichols deal or Kaboom, whatever the fuck it is.
Mm.
Maybe they're going to be dropping a couple of $100K off every sponsorship he has for the rest of his career moving forward, thanks to the ball tampering saga.
Mm.
So he's got to get on the tools.
He's got to. Get back to what he knows.
Get back to what he knows.
Well, used to know.
I think maybe he just became a little bit detached from his mongrel past, because he was a mongrel on the field, but I think he was a little bit of a, as the Batuta boys outlined, a cashmere sweater-wearing sort of elitist almost.
Well, lost his way, yeah.
Lost his way.
Like, was easily rattled?
Yes.
I mean...
Look, I'm not going to connect the dots,
but, you know, from my perspective, seems like, you know, the ball tempering thing has everything to do with the fact that de Kock rattled it.
De Kock rattled him hard, and I think this is all part of... This could be the exactly what he needs. But unfortunately, he's obviously getting papped everywhere. So there's some pap photos have come out during the week of Davey looking very working-class man with the hard hat, muscle singlet on, moving some gyp rock about the place. You know how he's getting dust on
him and shit. Well, he's in his blue-collar wear, mate.
That's it. Blue-collar Dave. And so obviously there's paps rocking up to the house. Candy's
well,
brother.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you get on the blower and let them know you're going to be there wearing blue-collar wear.
When you're wearing blue-collar gear with your muscles out, paps are coming.
Do I look pap-worthy?
Well, look, but I'd also say...
Did he look pap-worthy?
He looked pap-worthy. Certainly looked like he prepared.
You know what I mean?
But also when you employ fucking celebrity PR agent Roxy Jeksenko...
The mover and shaker.
The mover and shaker of Sydney's D-list celebrities. Not saying that Dave's a D-list celebrity, but you know what I mean.
Well, Dave.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paps have come around, started taking photos of Dave at his house on the tools.
Yeah.
Well, not on the tools as much as...
But had him strapped around his...
It was standing around tools.
They were around his waist.
Yes.
Did he have... I'm sure he had a belt on.
I think I saw a tool belt there, Eddie.
Yeah, well, if you... Yeah.
I think I would have spied a tool belt.
You don't get on the phone of the paps and tell them and get them to come round and not put in your best tool belt.
No, you got
to
put on your best tool belt. But then Candy's brother, who I don't think was across the ruse here, didn't know that the paps had been called. He's seen red.
Has he?
He's seen red. He's
so no one's filled him in.
No one's filled him in. He stormed up out of the... Obviously, it's a work site, Eddie. There's tools everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave doesn't know how to use any of them, but there are tools...
Oh, there's tools
everywhere.
Well, it's a work site.
Dave's moving bricks,
gyp
rock and such.
Mm.
Candy's brother's gone and picked up a shovel and gone and taken it to the windscreen of this paparazzi's car out the front of the house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Went full mongrel on
Went full mongrel. Obviously... There's
so know, it's in Candy's blood as well.
Candy's got some, you know, there's mongrel lineage.
Well, mongrel attracts mongrel.
Yeah, in the foul zone family, there
mongrel's
is obviously
always
mongrel.
Attracted mongrel. He's clearly missed the briefing,
the morning briefing. Roxy Jeksenko got everyone in
he
there.
He was probably on the jaunt.
He was probably in the outhouse because it would be.
Well, he's blue collar.
He's blue collar. It's a building site, Eddie. He'd be one of those renter toilets.
Oh yeah, Portaloo, of course.
A Portaloo. Sorry, that's what they call them.
He would have been perusing the. The magazines.
Yeah, exactly.
If you know what I mean.
The mongrel mags.
Yeah. yes.
Yeah.
Big fan of the mongrel mag.
Love a mongrel mag myself. Although I'm a bit more of a digital-based mongrel man myself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, the times have changed. Not for your blue collarman.
No, if you're a blue collarman and you've got a Portaloo on your job site, you need a mongrel mag.
It's chock-a-block full of mongrel mags.
But...
They often Paste them to the wall.
Well, just to save any having to touch them.
Yeah,
well,
you don't have to flick them.
Well, you don't have to flick them, and also toilets are dirty places.
Mm.
Maybe they should look. And I know we're getting a little off topic, but maybe invest in a little iPad in there for Candy's brother.
Well, there's too much dust in the air. I would have thought
that's true. Maybe not good for the mechanics. The wires and such.
Well, the wires and such.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go into the bloody minutiae of how iPads end up working.
Well, we're not Steve Jobs, Eddie.
No.
Not far off it.
But we digress.
Yeah, we
digress. We digress.
And this little paparazzo, by all reports, is a little fuckwit. But, I mean, aren't they all?
Yeah, well, if you're getting into that pap game, Tom.
Yeah.
You're getting into that pap game, then you're a bit of a skid mark.
Yeah, you're a bit of a skid mark. That's true. A la Skidmark Pete from...
Well, Skidmark Pete, he probably was a pap.
Yeah, he's that sort of a dude. He's certainly the benchmark for skid marks. I can't imagine Dave's good with the tools. He's got a temper on him. You know, if you can't fucking... You got to have a bit of a temperament about you, I think, to be a tradesman.
Well, you got to have a bit of patience and a steady hand.
Things go wrong. You already got Candy's brother trash in the joint.
But he can swing a willow. He could knock in some nails. He could knock in nails with a willow.
Maybe with a bat.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he'd be a little more effective with that? Maybe that's how he's still keeping his eye in.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe. Well, that's it. Maybe he's knocking in nails. So he is training.
I wonder whether, because obviously I think that any builder worth his salt would know that Dave is probably not going to be contributing positively to the successful structural integrity of the building, whether the foreman of the site's just sort of got a couple of bits of timber and some brick out the back for Dave just to go whack like a kid.
What do you reckon he's there for moral support?
Well, I think it's his house, so he wants to be there. He's obviously got no jobs, no work of late.
And he wants to save on a labourer.
He wants to save on a labourer. He's obviously not pulling his weight.
No.
So the foreman's probably just gone, I think it's better if we just give him a couple of 2x4s down the back with some nails, give him a pack of nails.
Yeah, just say, Dave, what we need from you, mate, is we need to see how slowly you can knock in these nails.
There you go.
You got all day to knock these in, mate.
You got into these bits of wood.
And you come back to me the moment you have completed your task, because it's critical to the construction of this home.
And then... And Candy's brother, can you get out of the portaloo, mate? Those mongrel mags.
Yeah. Don't miss another briefing, mate.
No. Because you're going to smashed up the paparazzi's car. Yeah. Roxy Jasenko organised that little dickhead to come around. You've gone and trashed his car.
Well, maybe they've interrupted him halfway through a mongrel.
You know, at Dodo, we don't think you should waste money on the things you need, like fast internet. You should waste it on the things you want. That's why when you need fast NBN with unlimited data, we've got it for just $65 a month. Save money on the internet so you can spend money on the internet, like on a drone that delivers nachos. Dodo, not as stupid as we look. Call 13DODO or visit dodo.com. Min cost $1,560 over 24 months plus $24.90 shipping. Selected areas only. Speeds confirmed once active.
So, Tom,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, I mean, we've been saying it, and I'll continue to say it. It's been a little bit quiet, the NRL.
It has been. Because it just hasn't been... There hasn't been a shitload of stories, NRL stories,
no,
to get around.
No, not the sort of stories that put bums on seats and sell papers, Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you combine that drought with, the NRL's... The premium they place on free marketing.
Oh yeah, they don't.
And how they recognize players that are prepared to put in the hard yards.
Players that are prepared to market themselves.
That's
and
right.
Market the game
and
at the same time.
And market the game at the same time. So Albert Kelly, he used to play for the Titans and for Penrith. Tom,
mate. Titans, Knights, Sharks.
Sharks. That's who I was.
Albert's
for.
Had a storied club history with the NRL.
That's right. Now, Albert, he's been playing over in the Super League.
Killing it as well.
Killing it.
He's a talented motherfucker.
Yeah. And I mean, he's probably sitting there going, well, I've been playing some of the best footy in my career.
Yes.
And I can't seem to get another bloody look in the NRL, because that's where you want to play if you're a footballer,
Well,
Tom.
That's premium rugby league.
You want to play in your home country, but more than that, you want to play in the number one competition on the planet.
Correct. But Albert's got this. He's been so rude to somebody.
Mm.
I believe he was calling a young girl a slut, Eddie, in a
couple of times.
A couple of times in a McDonald's. Visibly chockers.
He was chock-a-block.
He was cooked.
He was slurring.
Slurring, stumbling, swaying.
Yeah.
All the hallmarks of a great promotional piece.
Oh, yeah.
Starts abusing some young lady.
It was very rugby league. Though.
She obviously had the best interest of the game at the center of her decision-making as well, because she's thought, I really need to get this on camera.
Mm.
The game needs this right now. Absolutely. She obviously knows someone back in Australia who's, or she follows the game probably, but she
of course she follows the game, and she knows that it's in a lull. It's in a trough.
We need some news. It's in a trough. Rugby league.
Yeah,
news.
That's right. That's right. Something to get the fans excited. Tom.
Exactly.
So she's thought, well, look, here's Albert. Albert's a goer. Albert's dribbling, and I think we can turn this into something.
We can turn this into something positive, and I mean, there you go. The proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, well, it just remains to be seen now whether or not Todd Greenberg, you know, extends the olive branch.
Well, which NRL? It's a matter of which NRL club, Eddie. I think that's the reality.
Well, who's got the cap space at this point, Tom?
Not Manly. That's for damn sure. Manly's got their own troubles, Eddie.
Yes, we do.
Manly's got their own goddamn troubles. And we're obviously not playing well. You know what? I don't know if even Manly deserve to have us directly affiliated with them right now. So I'm just going to say, no, I'm not going to say we.
No.
Say them.
Manly isn't playing very well.
Manly's not playing very well. Off the field, it's a bit of a shit show. Not a bit of a shit show, Eddie. It's a complete shit show.
It's an absolute
shit
unadulterated
show.
Shit show. Is it? What can you... So let's start back at the start. We missed it by a day.
We did.
Last week.
Always seems to happen.
Well, that's the nature of a 7-day week.
That's true, Eddie.
There's always going to be something happening the day after. So,
What can you do?
What can you do? Now, Jackson Hastings, he's been let go from Manly.
Well, no, he hasn't. He's been sent back to
Blacktown.
Well,
he's been sent to Blacktown Workers, who are the feeder club for Manly. So, he's been released from the first grade team.
Demoted indefinitely.
Demoted
potentially
indefinitely.
Forever.
Yeah, that's a better way of putting it. Yeah. Now, he was let go at Roosters because apparently he didn't agree with the culture or bite in the culture.
Yeah, he was just a little pain in the ass, I think.
And clearly, that's what's happened here again.
Well,
can you shed any light on it for the punter and the dribbler, Tom?
I can only speak in rumour and innuendo, Eddie, which is the currency with which we trade. And
yes, it is.
So, they've gone up to Gladstone to get absolutely pumped by whoever the hell we got pumped by last week. Who was it?
Wes.
Yeah, okay.
Wes Tigers.
We so, no, there's a couple week. Of weeks ago, it was when we were playing the Gold Coast Titans in Gladstone.
Okay, yeah.
We lost that game as well.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
It's three on the trot for us now, Eddie.
That's right, yeah.
Can't help referring to them as us. After that game, they went out for a team dinner, had a couple of beers with Trent.
Mm.
And then Trent's gone, all right, boys, don't want anyone going out. Let's just keep this one quiet.
Fair enough.
Fucking oath it's fair enough.
Because you got pumped.
You got pumped. Well, no, this wasn't a pumping, but we it was a bad game.
We lost.
And Trent said, can we please just have a quiet one, boys? No big nights. So, I think five or six players have disobeyed the most beautiful coach in rugby league, Trent Barrett.
Yeah. The hot stud.
The pound for pound number one hottest coach in rugby league.
Yep.
Including the captain, Cherry Evans, and they've gone out to a Gladstone strippos.
Cherry Evans went out.
Yeah, Cherry Evans went out. Hastings, Cherry Evans.
You're kidding.
Certainly those two. I don't know who else. There are rumours, Eddie. There are rumours that they were out at the strippos.
Mm.
And then strippers became involved, as strippers can tend to do at strippos. And then two players in the team who were at the strippos maybe got in a little bit of a stoush over like a competition in terms of like, you know, think about it this way, right? Think about it like in nature. Just think about it in nature.
So it was like a buck off.
Well, I don't know. I'm saying think about it in nature when like maybe two big gorillas.
Mm. And they see a nice
gorilla.
A nice, yeah.
Gorillarette.
Yeah, a gorillarette's sort of rolled into town. Rolled into part of the jungle.
Yeah, rolled into the jungle.
Mm.
And then,
looking good.
Looking absolutely outstanding.
Shaking it around. But so you basically got two beta gorillas going at it.
Yeah, I'd say two beta gorillas. But I mean, look, I don't know. These are all, as I said, this could be wrong.
It's rumour and innuendo.
It's rumour and innuendo. It's salacious and it's unhelpful gossip.
But apparently, two gorillas out in a seedy part of the jungle.
Yeah.
Real seedy, yeah. But high on bamboo juice.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And they've got into a little bit of a unspoken, gorilla off.
Yeah.
Over a nice.
Well, they've come to blow.
One gorilla won the one. One gorilla, not the fight. One gorilla got to take home the other gorilla.
Yes.
And the other gorilla didn't. Right.
Yeah.
Then successful gorilla came and gloated to unsuccessful gorilla, and fight may have started.
Okay. The world of those gorillas, man. The animal kingdom. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
It's a crazy place.
It's a crazy place.
That's interesting.
That's one potential version of events.
Again, innuendo, rumor, unsubstantiated gossip.
Completely unsubstantiated.
We may or may not be fueling fires, punters, dribblers. But it's our duty
to peddle.
To pass on what we've heard on the vines.
That's it.
I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair enough, quite frankly.
Absolutely it is.
Sorry, punters, dribble.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Now, my apologies, I'm getting excited. But where there's smoke, there's fire, generally. It's an age-old saying.
It is. And
old as time itself.
Old as time immemorium, Eddie.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a saying.
No, that was a bit much, I thought.
Was it a bit?
Yeah, look, I thought it was a bit much.
Bit of mayo. Bit too much mayo on the situation.
Yeah, too much mayo.
So, look, who knows?
Let's get back. So, Cherry Evans is fine. Hastings has been... by sheer public opinion, I thought, forced Barrett into giving him the boot.
Yes. And look, Trent's even come out and said, he's like, look, it's not just this decision. It's not just like he's done one thing and then I've gone, fuck it, he's out.
But he must just be a bit of a fuckwit.
Dugan did have an interesting press conference this week where he explained his off-field blow up that we covered off. I mean, it was obviously promotion for rugby league, but he got kicked out of the pub a couple of months ago for being a fucking lout, being a lad.
Mm.
But it was all a misunderstanding, Eddie. The bloke was having a slap, as we predicted. We said that was what he'd be doing.
Well, of course he was.
And he just didn't hit a feature. And he screamed out, fuck. The security guard kicked him out. Misunderstanding.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, and Dugan himself was even like, mate, let's be honest, 9 out of 10 Australians would probably have the same reaction were you to miss out on a feature like I just did.
Oh, so it was a bad beat.
Yeah.
Well, you'd almost go 10 out of 10 Australians, wouldn't you?
Well, that's it. I'm thinking he's gone $1.25s after doing 50-cent hits like he's getting paid. Like he's getting paid on bloody minimum wage contracts or something. He needs to be slapping $1.25s, maybe $5.
Maybe $5.
More in line with his... market value.
He's on money,
all right.
Yeah, $5. I wouldn't be ruling $5.
I wouldn't be ruling out $5 slaps. And then when I'm assuming you got two of those dynamites on Where's the Gold, third one just misses out. Maybe it's the pyramids on fucking Queen of the Nile.
Who knows? We don't know what he was playing, but we know this. That if you miss a feature, you're gonna be fuming.
Eddie, no one likes to see a player get injured.
No. No, not generally.
Unless they're a Queenslander. And
well, if they're a Queenslander, I enjoy it, Tom.
I didn't specify what state they were from.
A POM cricketer
with like a broken finger.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Look, Mitchell Pearce, unfortunate pectoral rupturing this week.
Yes.
Out for a good 16 weeks. Heavy.
Possibly the season.
16 weeks is a long fucking time.
It's a fucking long time.
And it's what? It's round, what are we, round 7 this weekend coming? Or round 8? I think we've had round 7. So essentially it is going to be the rest of the season.
Basically puts him back in like August or something.
Yeah, like round 26. Anyway, everything has a silver lining, Eddie.
There's silver linings in everything, Tommy.
There's silver linings in everything that happened. And those silver linings are actually sky blue linings. And what it is, Eddie, is obviously not... I don't want to see Mitch injured, but I do know that New South Wales selectors have a very bizarre... They get... It's like the flu around Origin time.
Yeah, I'd call it a flu.
Where they start to just immediately, like, it's like they forget. One of the symptoms of the flu is that they forget about the last 12 years, Eddie. And
it's almost like they've got some new great half.
That they've never seen before.
We've never seen him before, completely untested. All we know is that he's unbelievable in club land.
Loves
never
club
seen
footy.
His rep footy form, though.
No, never seen that rep
never
footy.
Never seen play rep footy. Seen him play club.
Based on club good. Form.
Based on club form, unbelievable.
I'd pick it, yeah. You know what? You would pick him on club form.
Fucking oath you would.
Had you not seen his rep form.
Yeah. And but having seen his rep form, one would assume that you wouldn't pick him.
That you'll never pick him again. It's weird because we seem to be literally like bursting at the seams with hot stallions in all other positions.
In all other positions, we've just got a bloody girth of stallions.
A girth of stallions. A plethora of bucks.
Yeah.
I don't know what other collective nouns you need.
You don't need any more. We've just given you the two best ones. Now, he's not cut from the origin cloth.
No.
He's not cut from the September cloth.
No.
I mean, that's fucking obvious.
That's established.
Don't mind Mitchell. Great bloke. Bloody good clubland footy player up until September. But that's where this conversation comes to an end.
That's where this conversation ends.
And when you go back through the record books, history suggests punters, dribblers.
That our best chance at Origin Glory is when Mitch is nowhere to be seen. Like and subscribe to the podcast.
Would like you to like and subscribe.
Angus Crichton, if you're out there and you hear this, get back to us. Punters and dribblers, if you're hearing this, reach out to Angus. Inbox him, DM him, tell him to hit us up, because we want you on.
We want to dribble with you.
We want to dribble with you. I want to see your finger.
I want to touch it.
Tell you what I want to ask Angus Crichton, and we're going to get him on. We are going to get him on. And I think this is sort of going to be a hallmark of any time I get to interview a sports star. I think we've got to sort of start building a bank of like Top Gear does, just like a power rankings, though, of Throbbing sports stars.
Mm. Throbbers.
So just, yeah, throbbers. Elite throbbers. So who's who's the biggest? We just need biggest in the dressing sheds. Yeah. Who's your biggest throbber? Bang, he's on the board. I don't need inches unless you can provide that.
Yeah. If you can provide measurements.
If you can provide measurements, then absolutely. If you can't provide measurements, I'll take your face value. It's big. Yeah. It's a throbber.
Is it the biggest you've ever seen?
Is it the biggest you've ever seen? That's what I need. Biggest you've ever seen.
Mm.
And then also, because some players have played at different clubs, we might hear these names start to come up again. And it's like,
and if they get mentioned more than once, further up the board.
You get further up the board. Oh, 9 people have said that one of the Burgess twins is
one of the great throbbers.
One of the great throbbers of rugby league.
Mm.
And that's what this is about. Immortal throbbers.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Angus, reach out, buddy. Need to talk throbbers with you.
Could you two just not talk anymore?